Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of everyday Christmas.
It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We have a, there's a lot going on here, and I want to start off talking about the weather. So, yes, it is now, 78 degrees here in the Pensacola area, going to be a high of about 83 today, so not much warmer than what it is already, but it's going to be rainy off and on today, and the reason is because there is a bit of a storm system that is out there in the Gulf over by New Orleans. And it was actually identified on NOAA as a potential like area that's of concern, but even NOAA admits it's going to probably be a make landfall before it could ever develop into anything. And so that's the positive thing there. But at the same time, they're stating that it's going to dump rain in Baldwin County and the Florida Panhandle over the next 24 hours. So that's why we're going to be getting rain. And if you notice, like, it's raining, it's not raining, it's because it's kind of like a cyclonic, potential cyclonic type storm. It's just going to make landfall before it could ever actually develop into anything. Now, with that, the latest update here, there is a disturbance in the northern Atlantic up by Maine. It only has a 10% chance of formation over the next 7 days, but it is something that the National Hurricane Center is taking a look at. Then there is Tropical Storm Erin. Now, Tropical Storm Erin is, that's right, it's actually totally developed, and it is expected to become a major hurricane by Saturday, maybe Sunday. Its current storm track, I mean, this thing is way out there by, it's past Africa, but it's, it's closer to Africa than it is to us, okay? And so it's way out there, but its storm track has it headed to the Bahamas. If it continues its current storm track, it looks like it would make landfall probably either Miami area or north of that, maybe even to West Palm Beach area or something like that. So on the eastern coast of Florida, that's what it currently looks at. But because of its current storm track, it could sneak between the Bahamas and Cuba and enter the Gulf. We just don't know at this point. And, of course, it could also just head north and go to Bermuda and head out to the Atlantic. I mean, it's so far out right now, we don't know. But it's definitely something we'll be keeping an eye on. Let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. All right, so we have an accident that occurred on I-10 westbound right after the Avalon Boulevard exit. It's off to the side of the road, but traffic is backed up all the way on I-10 and up Avalon. So if you are planning that way, my advice, take Highway 90. All right, so we've got some lights that are flashing yellow and red right now. Beverly and W, Brent and W, Blue Angel and Longleaf, 9th and Olive, Clifton and Michigan, those are flashing yellow and red. And then at 12th and Summit, 9th and Sacred, those lights are completely out right now. So just take care there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So some of the other top headlines, I mean, we're obviously watching the major headline right now that comes down to, you know, the storm system out there. It's so far out that we're not even going to be worried about that until probably the middle of next week is when we'll be taking a look at that. So just to give you a heads up with that. Then let's see here. There is, some of the other top headlines for you. Trump administration is releasing billions in frozen funds. This is from the Department of Education. They had $5 billion in grant funding to the states for initiatives like teacher training, migrant and English language programs, and adult education. It was frozen after a review from the Office of Management and Budget. It questioned the alignment with the administration's goals, but now they've gone ahead and released, or they're going to go ahead and release $5 billion worth of funding. Charles Schwab is buying back $20 billion in their own stock, a repurchasing program, signaling confidence in the company's positioning. Then the United States military has taken down an ISIS leader in Syria. That's right, ISIS is still going on right there. So there was some early morning raid in Syria, and they ended up killing a senior ISIS figure along with his adult sons. All three posed a threat to the United States and coalition forces. House Ethics Panel has told AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they told AOC she's got to pay for that Met Gala. If you remember a few years ago, let me look it up. 2021. She attended the Met Gala, and it was all this buzz. Like, everybody's like, what in the world? I mean, this is an A-list event. She wore this big white gown, and it had Tax the Rich across the back. It was this big, like, dramatic thing. Like, what is she doing there? That thing is super expensive. House Ethics Panel concluded that she failed to pay market value for services and items associated with the event. She attempted to follow House rules on gift acceptances, but according to when they came down to it, they basically said she failed to pay full market value for whatever it is. So her and her partner received tickets valued at $35,000 each. And just to give you an idea. So her response to the ruling, quote, she appreciates this is from her staff. The Congresswoman appreciates the committee finding that she made efforts to ensure her compliance with House rules and sought to act consistently with her ethical requirements as a member of the House. She accepts the ruling and will remedy the remaining amounts as she's done at each step of this process. In other headlines, Elon Musk is threatening immediate legal action against the against Apple. Yeah, it says they have alleged antitrust violations. He says Apple is behaving in a manner that makes it impossible for any AI company besides OpenAI to reach number one in the App Store. ChatGPT was ranked number one in the top free apps section of the American iOS Store. Elon Musk says that they are controlling it. It's unequivocal antitrust violation. XAI, which is his AI version, will take immediate legal action. He posted that in social media platform X, his own. Other news, speaking of AI, man poisons himself after taking ChatGPT's dietary advice. Oh, boy. He was hospitalized for bromide poisoning when he asked ChatGPT for alternatives to salt and ended up getting poisoned from bromide. And other headlines, national and world headlines, vegetarian and vegan diets can cut cancer risks by up to a quarter, according to this new research done of over 80,000 individuals. Following a plant-based diet, and they did a study for over an 8-year period, found that you have a 12% lower risk of developing cancer than meat eaters. And finally, science has debunked the 10,000 steps per day health rule. You know this rule here. Everybody seems to be familiar with this. You got to walk 10,000 steps, and if you walk 10,000 steps, then you'll be healthier and all that, you know, all those works and stuff. Well, I'm not a 10,000 step person. I know I need to be. My doctor's even told me, Bobby, you got to walk your 10,000 steps a day. And I'm just like, oh, yvay. Like, it's not, I don't do it. I'm not good at it. What about you, John? You're a 10,000 steps per day person?
No, shamelessly no.
Shamelessly no.
Yes.
So we are not 10,000 steps per day people. Here's the good news. Science has debunked that.
Thank goodness.
Steps. Yeah. Unfortunately, there's bad news in this.
Oh.
10,000 steps, you don't need 10,000 steps. 7,000 steps will be enough. I pulled up my phone yesterday, for example, I walked 2,900 steps. So I'm not even halfway to the 7,000 steps still.
Right.
So, yeah. But yeah, according to University of Sydney, the magic number is closer to 7,000 steps per day. But if you do 7,000 steps per day, it does show marked improvement against things like cardiovascular disease, dementia, type 2 diabetes, cancer, depressive symptoms, and overall early death. Gotta get in those steps.
Yeah.
Gotta get in those steps. Oh, yvay. apparently, it's a 47% lower risk of death compared to people who 2,000 steps, like me. Oh, boy. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Ross. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Allow me to give you four get-along statements from Philippians chapter 2. Statement number one, have the same love. The Bible tells us to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. Statement number two, obey the prohibition against strife and vainglory. Essentially, God says stop it. Statement number three, have a humble heart. The Bible calls it lowliness of mind. Statement number four, stop looking at how to help yourself and start looking at how to help others. If you'll practice these four principles in your workplace, in your marriage, or in any human relationships, you will find them to be four very effective get-along principles.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When it comes to safety, Subarus are all-star performers. In fact, the 2025 Subaru Ascent, Crosstrek, Forester, and Outback earned top marks with a 5-star overall vehicle score from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And the Subaru Ascent has been an IIHS top safety pick for 8 years running. The Forester has been an IIHS top safety pick for 19 years running. And the Outback has been an IIHS top safety pick for 16 years running. All of which explains why the American Customer Satisfaction Index ranks Subaru number one in safety. Subaru, more of what you value most. Get special low rates on select new vehicles during the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on now through September 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hey, it's Gambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy over the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Take a look at your traffic right now, brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Still dealing with I-10 westbound, right past the Avalon exit. Still seeing some major delays on Avalon Boulevard trying to get onto I-10 westbound. Let's see here. Beverly and W, Brent and W, Blue Angel and Longleaf, Ninth and Olive, Clifton and Michigan. Those are all flashing yellow and red lights. So be advised of that. Also, 12th and Summit, 9th and Sacred. Those lights are completely out. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Kappen Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
Oh,
you ain't nothing but a hound dog.
I do. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. And let's go to David Wayne over the newsroom for a quick news update. David? Do we have David? No? Hello?
Good morning.
Oh, there we go.
Well, the Minnesota primary, Bobby, for the special election to fill the seat held by murdered Representative Melissa Hortman happens today. The Democrat House in Minnesota, the Democratic House Speaker and her husband were shot to death back in June. The gunman also allegedly targeted a second state lawmaker and his spouse. They were also shot, but they survived. President Trump extending his tariff truce with China. Ira Spitzer reporting Trump signed an executive order keeping tariffs at current levels for another 90 days, setting the stage for additional negotiations.
The tariff truce between Washington and Beijing was due to expire at midnight, which would have triggered triple-digit duties on goods moving in both directions. Instead, President Trump extended the lower tariffs, keeping U.S. duties on Chinese imports at about 30%.
Pre-existing tariffs bring the actual figure to 55% for most Chinese goods. China's base tariff on American goods holds at about 10%. And Elon Musk threatening legal action. He's accusing Apple of antitrust violations over what he says is favorable treatment for OpenAI's ChatGPT over his own AI, Grok. The latest version of Grok released this week, and in fifth place currently on the App Store rankings. It was 29th place last week. ChatGPT is still at or near the top and has been regularly featured in the App Store's editorial content. I know you've got a lot of AI experience. What do you think's better, the ChatGPT or the Grok?
I've actually not used Grok, to be honest.
Yeah, so you need to try it. I like it.
I'm going to have to check that one out. I mean, I've used
it. Well, you know, if you don't start using it, it could develop self-esteem issues.
No, that's Gemini. Gemini's
that's the sensitive one, right?
Yes. Gemini. Exactly, yes. It's the Gemini's the one with the
Does it take Google AI therapy to, you know, get its feelings out, or, you know, how's that
well,
work?
Yeah, it goes to other AIs. It goes to Claude in order to once a week for its therapy session on how it can control which, by the way, I tell you, man, you can use these AIs. I've used them for therapeutic reasons. So it's funny that one of the AIs is having depression issues and self-esteem issues when so many other counselors and people like this use AI to help with cognitive behavioral therapy.
Fox News. I'm CJ Papa. President Trump wants to make our nation's capital safer for everyone.
In addition, I'm deploying the National Guard to help reestablish law, order, and public safety.
But his temporary takeover of D.C. Metro Police good for just 30 days. Florida Republican Congressman Mike Haridopoulos earlier on Fox Business.
There's rampant crime in Washington, D.C., and the first responsibility of government is to protect your life, liberty, and property. And that's simply not happening because they're not prosecuting these crimes to the fullest, and it's something we need to do.
But a deadly shooting last night in D.C.'s Logan Circle neighborhood just hours after the Trump takeover, leaving one man dead, according to police. The European Union appealing to President Trump today to defend their security interests when he meets with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, in Alaska in an attempt to end his war in Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
.731 at News Radio 92.3. It's a cloudy, rainy kind of morning here in Pensacola. We'll get our forecast with Brooke Richardson. That is on the way in just a few minutes. An investigation underway after a shooting in Molino early this morning. Officials say that happened just after 4 a.m. on Jahaza Street there. Now, so far, not a lot of information has been released on this, but we will let you know as soon as we learn more about what's going on there. The state of Florida's DOGE team will be auditing Pensacola's books next week. The state planning to audit the city, citing several areas of concern over excessive spending or potential excessive spending. The DOGE team says they'll be looking at 9 areas of the city budget. A couple of those areas include management practices, homeless services, and diversity, equity, and inclusion. The DOGE team will require documentation and physical access to city facilities and data systems as they conduct that audit. And Mayor D.C. Reeves says he's welcoming the investigation and looking forward to working with the DOGE team. Well, a recent study showed teenagers are less likely to be depressed. Now, some more positive information in that regard.
A new federal report finding the percentage of adults with suicidal thoughts and attempts have remained about the same from 2021 through 2024. The National Survey on Drug Use and Health did offer some good news. Over that same time period, depression and suicidal thoughts and behaviors in teens declined. The new report shows the prevalence of serious suicidal thoughts in 12 to 17-year-olds fell from nearly 13% in 2021 to 10% in 2024. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. Florida's senators applauding President Trump and his move to reduce crime in Washington, D.C. The president announcing yesterday that he was placing the Washington, D.C. Police Department under direct federal control. He's also deploying National Guard troops to the city. Trump said it would restore order and reduce crime. Senator Rick Scott says crime in the Capitol is out of control, and this will keep families safe, make D.C. safe again. Senator Ashley Moody also chiming in. She says the president continues to show relentless focus and determination to deliver and to get things done. Well, a big water restoration project completed in Brevard County. The governor says the Crane Creek M1 Canal project is now wrapped up.
Over 100 years ago, the M1 canal was built to control flooding in the area, but it changed the way water naturally flowed between the St. John's River and the Indian River Lagoon.
And that project installed new pump stations and a stormwater treatment area, and they say that'll prevent nitrogen and phosphorus from entering the Indian River Lagoon each year. Well, Citizens Property Insurance adding about 600 policies last week. Their total now up to about 783,344, and that's up from the past 2 weeks. The gradual increase coming during a pause in Citizens' depopulation program, and that program is when they transition customers over to the private insurance market. They put a pause on the depopulation due to the current hurricane season. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, seeing some minor delays. Also, Avalon Boulevard is still backed up all the way to Sienemid Road, going southbound as you try to approach I-10. That accident is cleared and not seeing any delays in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic in on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are
are going to be seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms today. 80% chance of rain, high near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Wednesday, 80% chance of rain, high near 89. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Heading into your Thursday, 40% chance of rain, high near 89 degrees. And by Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And we've got a cloudy and rainy kind of morning, 75 right now across the area. With some rain showers reported. Our next news at 8. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. U.S. consumer prices likely increased moderately in July, though rising costs for goods because of import tariffs probably resulted in a measure of underlying inflation posting its largest gain in 6 months. Reuters reports the CPI likely rose by 0.2% last month. Data drops in 10 minutes. Thomas Domke, who has been leading Microsoft GitHub since 2021, is leaving the company. Since Domke took over GitHub as CEO, the unit has more than doubled its user base. GitHub will keep operating as part of Microsoft's core AI group. President Trump signaled that he'd be open to allowing NVIDIA to sell a downgraded version of its Blackwell system to China. Blackwell is NVIDIA's currently most advanced system designed for AI. Trump's suggested he will meet with Jensen Huang, CEO of NVIDIA, regarding the Blackwell chips. Futures are currently mixed. Monday, the Dow Industrials lost 200, the NASDAQ down 64. That's your money now.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
So I have known Christina Leavenworth as long as I've lived here. You know, back to when she was in the news and then all the things that she's done since then and with her family and everything else. And when she said that she wanted to get into real estate, those of us who knew her thought, well, a lot of people try, but if anybody can make it work, you can. And she has, it's unbelievable, honestly. And the reason is because, you know, she's really smart and she's very personable. But frankly, I think it's because she's willing to do all the little things that kind of everybody knows you're supposed to do. She just does them. She calls back right away. She follows up. And when people come and look at a house and they don't make an offer, she thinks, well, let's find out why. So she'll call the agent and the agent will say, well, they didn't like this or the price or whatever. And, you know, she says, okay, great, because that's a learning opportunity. Maybe we can do it better in the future. Or, well, you know, actually, we can fix that. Would they be interested if we did this? Maybe, because that can become a sale. That is such a little thing, but think about it. How many people are really willing to do that little step, but it can turn into so many great results? That's the way she approaches everything, from fixing nails in the drywall, you know, holes in the drywall the night before you're supposed to have a closing just to make sure the closing happens. Whatever it takes, she gets the job done. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that, cools up to 8 times faster, and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number biggest sale of the year. All beds on sale, up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed, plus free home delivery with the purchase of any smart bed. Ends Monday. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Join WSRE-TV for their free open house this Saturday, 10 till 2, at the WSRE Studios at Pensacola State College. You'll get to explore their studios, discover how programs are made, and learn about how WSRE serves the greater Pensacola community. Enjoy tours, PBS Kids activities, and meet Clifford the Big Red Dog. Ample free parking available. Support your local TV station, WSRE, at College Boulevard and 12th Avenue. That's Saturday, 10 till 2.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3 wants to know what you think about our programming. Join the Listener Advisory Board and fill out our quick survey. Your feedback helps us shape the shows you love and discover new ones. Whether it's news, talk, sports, or other programming, we want to hear your suggestions and ideas. It takes just a few minutes, and it makes a big difference. Visit newsradio923.com today to fill out the survey. Let's make your listening experience even better. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up.
Text Storm Warning News with NK. I'm Bobby Rossi. Like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Yeah, we're getting some people telling us that there's some issues with the stream, and I don't know exactly what's going on here with it. We are trying to get it up and running. I guess some people are on it and some people aren't. I don't know. We're trying to figure it out here for you so we can get that going. There is a, I was looking at a couple other stories here. One of them, well, first I'll go back to what we started off this hour. There is the first, what could be the first hurricane of the season. Right now is Tropical Storm Erin, and it's still way out there in the Atlantic, closer to Africa than it is to us, but it is headed towards the Bahamas with its current storm track. So, of course, we will continue to keep our eye on that storm, and it'll be next week before we even have to really even be concerned with it, to be honest. I saw this story too when I was going over national headlines. I forgot this one. President Trump is considered, according to a report from Wall Street Journal, he is considering federally reclassifying marijuana. Now, there's been a big push over the years to declassify marijuana as a Schedule I drug. He's not going to declassify it. He's going to reschedule it, making it a Schedule III drug instead of a Schedule I. If he did that, it would open up more, it would open up the doors to more medical research. Now, I haven't had a chance to look into this yet to find out, okay, how does that affect state laws? Because, you know, right now, one of the problems with the medical marijuana industry is it is in opposition to federal law. Marijuana is a Schedule I drug. And so because of that, medical marijuana providers have a hard time opening up bank accounts, running credit card transactions, all kinds of doing advertising, all kinds of stuff, because it's federally prohibited as a Schedule I drug. Medical research is more difficult, things like that. Reclassifying it as a Schedule III could open up more doors for it to be, for lack of a better word, legitimate, be able to operate more legitimately. What's interesting is I remember when the Biden administration was winding down, there's all these reports saying, what were the failures of the Biden administration? And some people's reports was, the biggest failure was the Biden administration didn't declassify or reclassify marijuana. And their argument was because a Democrat president would be the one that would do it, not a Republican president. So since Biden didn't get it done, who knows when the next time it'll happen. Well, here's not even, the first year into the Trump administration, and he's looking to reclassify it. So there you go. I thought that was kind of interesting. Then let's see here. It's 78 degrees here in the Pensacola area. It is going to be about in the low 80s. We're going to have thunderstorms off and on today, rain showers off and on due to our that storm that's over by New Orleans right now. Florida's DOGE is going to audit the city of Pensacola. over potential excessive spending. We'll talk about that in a second. First, let's get traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, seeing the congestion and traffic delays there. Also, if you're on Avalon Boulevard southbound headed toward I-10, traffic is moving very slowly due to congestion there. Also, Highway 90 going southbound coming into Pensacola, seeing some minor delays there, about a 7 to 9 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. So Florida DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, will conduct an audit for the city of Pensacola next week. In a letter sent to the city, state officials say there are several areas of concern over potential excessive spending. Over the last 6 years, the taxpayers of Pensacola have seen budgeted annual property tax burden rise by over $11 million and increases over 70%. During this time, according to your own estimates, the population has remained nearly unchanged and potentially even declined. Although the city has kept its millage rate constant during this time period, collections have increased rapidly, helping pay for a nearly 50% growth in general fund expenditures during the same period. Having entrusted the governments with their power to tax, the citizens of Florida have a right to expect blah, 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 blah. There you go. Of course, the city is saying, hey, look, we're going to comply and the whole works like that. Mayor D.C. Reeves welcomes the investigation. He stated, quote, "We appreciate any efforts at any time by the state of Florida to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely. The administration, the city's finance office, and the city council leadership are collaborating on the state-specific audit requests to prioritize clarity, accuracy, and full transparency on all sides." So there you go. So we're not alone, though. Other cities like Gainesville, Jacksonville, and Orlando are also being audited by DOGE. And just because you're audited doesn't necessarily mean you've done anything wrong, right? State Representative Michelle Saltzman recently called for audits on the Children's Trust in Escambia County School District as well. So we'll have to see what happens right there. This is all about trying to eliminate waste overall. So we'll have to see what happens after that investigation. I've got some interesting little stories here for you from back in the day, today in history. In 1851, Isaac Singer patented the sewing machine. It happened today, back in 1851. Back in 1898, Hawaii was annexed by the United States. And then 1981 was when IBM, today in history, August 12th, 1981, was when IBM introduced the PC, the personal computer. And boy, has the world changed since then. 1990, the largest ever skeleton of a T-Rex was discovered. And then 31 years ago today, 1994, the second Woodstock, Woodstock 94, kicked off to mark the 25th anniversary of the original. I was sharing how one of my close friends' wife attended the original Woodstock, and a fun thing happened a couple of years ago. Here, 50 something years later, she finally discovered a photo of her at Woodstock. Like, she didn't take a picture of her. I'm talking about journalist photos that have been circulating for years. You've seen all the Woodstock photos, right? She finally has seen one. Like, she always went, every time she's seen photos of Woodstock, she always try to look for herself and see if she's in the picture somewhere. And finally here, 50-something years later, she sees a photo of her at the original Woodstock. Kind of
wow.
A cool thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Isn't it?
That is so cool.
Major League Baseball players went on strike back in 1994. That strike lasted 232 days. The 1994 World Series had to be canceled. That was the first time it happened in 90 years. And that was, I was saying this earlier, that was the last time I was a big Major League Baseball fan. That was the last time. I just never have come back to the sport. I'll watch games here or there. I'll watch the World Series. I follow the Atlanta Braves still a little bit. I watched, the Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, whole ordeal. But I've never been fully back as a fan ever since that. It turned me off so bad as a teenager. I think I was 18 or 17. I don't know. 16 or 17, 18. And it turned me off so bad. I've always still been an NFL fan and NBA fan. But I was just as passionate about MLB as an 18-year-old until that. And I've just never have come back as a fan. I've been to MLB games, but people always ask me about baseball. I'm like, I'd rather go see the Pensacola Blue Wahoos than go see an Major League Baseball game in most cases. It's just the one exception. I wouldn't say exception, but I'd say a piece is I do like to visit historic places. Like last year when Andrew McKay and I were in Chicago covering the Democrat National Convention, we went to Wrigley Field for a day game. And I'd always wanted to visit Wrigley Field. Like, I still want to go see the Green Monster in Boston. You know, like, there's certain places I'd still like to go see the park, but I'm going there for the ballpark. I'm not following Major League Baseball anymore. I just don't do it. It's just, like, they lost me as a fan. I've never come back. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Ross. What about you? It sounds like you're a little bit of a baseball fan still.
Oh, yes. I, you know, went to therapy about it, you know, when they went on strike. Okay. So maybe that you just hadn't talked to your therapist yet.
You know what? We haven't gotten there yet. We're still working on some other issues, some more pressing issues right now.
Okay. So, all right.
It could come up, though. Yes. if you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Here's a text. I'm right there with you. I used to watch Chipper Jones and all of them play of the Braves, but ever since the strike, I stopped watching baseball. Similar thing to football as well when they started taking knees during the national anthem. And I know a lot of people who stopped as well with the football. I didn't stop with the football, but I'll tell you what I did during that time. I got NFL Plus, which it's different now. They have some different packages. At the time, it was like $100 for the year. Paid $100 for the year, and you couldn't watch the games live, but you could watch them all in replay. As soon as the game was over, you could watch it all in replay, but they take out all like the commercial breaks. They take out all the huddling. It basically goes from like snap to tackle and then snap to tackle. And so you finish a whole game in 45 minutes. So I started doing that. I was like, I'm not going to watch it live. I'm not going to support them live, but I still got to watch my team. I still got to watch the Tennessee Titans. So I do that. Well, I've kind of never gone back. I rarely will watch games live except for like the playoffs and the Super Bowl. Now I just wait for the games to get done at night. And after I put the kids to bed, I'm like, all right, time to catch a couple of games of football. And I get done in an hour and a half and I watch a couple of games. So, And that started during the kneeling period for me. So, yeah. So very similar to you. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next. There's this really cool thing going on at the International Airport. I want to talk about that. Stick around.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh, good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, exaltation of Jesus Christ, and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Markets may be unpredictable, but your cleaning service shouldn't be. At Janie King, the king of clean, we work with you to build custom cleaning programs that fit your facility and your budget. Our local franchise owners deliver reliable, hands-on service backed by regional support, so you get flexibility, consistency, and peace of mind. That's one less thing to worry about. Head to JannieKingCleans.com to learn more. That's JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite band. This week, the Yardlights take the stage, a three-piece folk rock band from the Florida Panhandle whose members bring many years of writing, recording, and live shows to its forte. Don't miss the Gulfside Market, and Pensacola State College will be on site. Bands on the Beach, 7 o'clock with the Yardlights on Tuesday night.
Taking a look at your traffic on the 5s right now. If here on Highway 90 westbound headed toward Pace. We're seeing about a 10 to 15 minute congestion delay. Also, I-10 westbound right past the Davis Highway exits through that construction zone. We're seeing some delays there also. 98 westbound as you approach the Pensacola Beach Bridge, you're going to see about a 5 to 7 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I want to sink to the bottom with you. I want to sink to the bottom with you.
Good morning, news. Okay, I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Hey, the 7th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon. That's our sister station, and we do it with them. Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 15th. It's going to be in the lobby of the Souter Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark. You'll hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff. This year, help us raise funds for supporting our childhood cancer patients with a lit laser. Gulf Winds Credit Union is matching donations up to 20 grand. Thanks for you. Thank you to our champion sponsors, including Walmart and Sam's Club, and our hope sponsors, Belcor Commercial LLC and Pan Air Credit Union. You can get more information about the Cat Country Cares Radiothon by going to catcountrycares.com. There is a really cool thing going on at the Pensacola International Airport. It only happens Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10 to noon. So if you haven't seen this before, it's probably because you haven't flown that. I flew one time last year, and I remember seeing this, and I was like, whoa, what is going on here? This is really cool. And I never saw it again. And now I realize why, because it's only Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 10 to noon, and it must have been one of the few times I was flying at that time. So what is it? It's the Pup Patrol. The Pup Patrol. The Pensacola International Airport has 12 dogs that are nationally recognized therapy dogs. And so from 10 to noon, you've got volunteers who will walk these dogs around the airport. And you can go up to them and you can pet them. And so they're meant to be pet. They're meant to be interacted with. And as marketing specialist Bryant Liggett, I don't know. Sorry, Bryant. This says they are here literally to ease the passenger experience at the airport. And I got to say, like, I know there's a lot of people who struggle with anxiety for traveling or for flying. And so that's kind of the idea. Like, this will help. There's also just boredom. You're just sitting at the airport. You're bored. Your kids are running around. All of a sudden, you got, you know, some dogs coming through, and you get to pet them and play with them. That makes it a nicer experience as well. But I think one of the things that's I didn't interact with the dogs when I saw them, but when I saw them, it made me feel better. It was just like neat, just seeing dogs in the airport. It just makes you happy. So. Kind of cool. The Pup Patrol program at the Pensacola International Airport. I think it's a really cool thing that they do. Wednesday, Thursdays, Fridays, 10 to noon.